So, coming to you live from the Chokey.
We're stuck in Hannah's cupboard under her stairs because we wanted to take our listeners, you know, you guys were giving us feedback that you liked the format and the content was great, but then maybe we could improve the sound quality. So we decided on this very hot and balmy Sunday afternoon that we would go into Hannah's cupboard. It's legitimately 1 meter by half a meter big, and it's just a shoe cupboard under her stairs. We cleared everything out, we came in here, we were sat, we thought, let's try a little record. So we only have the laptop and the mic. I said, oh Hannah, wouldn't it be funny if the door just locked itself when I shut it? And as I shut it, and then there was just this click, and then we realized some very suspicious person that's lived here before has taken the doorknob off the inside of the door and plastered over it. So we are now, what, half an hour and counting?
Probably, yeah.
Half an hour and counting, we've been stuck in Hannah's shoe cupboard, and none of her housemates are in.
And neither of us have phones.
No. So we the have... gin, our gin, yeah, and gin our phones are, like, just on the other side of this insanely strong door. So Hannah was like, move aside, we'll just break the door down.
Who the fuck do I think I am?
I know.
E-man.
What were you going to break with your muscles? Because I was like, oh, by all means, Hannah. And we're still stuck in the cupboard. And there's not even like a dent on this door. It's really, really hot in here.
And so we Facebook messaged our friend and be like, you need to help us.
Someone send someone.
Yeah.
Because we... And he thinks we should just call the fire brigade. But I can't... Hannah, we've already talked about this. We can't call the fire brigade. What?
I just can't be that person.
Be those girls that get rescued from inside a fucking shoe cupboard. And also, what was the scenario in which we were going to explain why we were in here? We already cleaned the cupboard out so that we could come in here and podcast. So what? We went in there to look for something and the door shut behind us. It's like a half a metre wide, apart from two really sweaty girls. This feels like a lifetime. So we thought that to kill the time while Hannah's housemate races across London from his girlfriend's house to come rescue. I know, with a flat tyre bike, we thought we would make a little recording. Maybe this can be our first minisode.
This is a cracking minisode if I ever heard one.
Let's pass the time faster. Hannah, tell me something. Tell me about a murder story.
A murder story.
One you know off the top of your head.
There were two girls who got locked in a cupboard.
And that's definitely the message to Nathan. Nathan, you should hurry up and get here, because if you don't leave right now and bike across London to come rescue us, there'll be two dead girls in your cupboard and won't even note on Hannah's laptop saying you locked us in here. So you need to come now.
Try and explain that, Nathan.
What can we do to pass the time in this cupboard? It's so hot.
It is so cold.
But like, at least we locked ourselves in here with our phones and the gin. It would have been okay.
That would have been more
fine.
Than okay. That would have
fine.
Been great. It wouldn't have been great.
It wouldn't have been great.
It would have been
this fucking terrible. Like, the mic's taking up a quarter of the room in here. Wouldn't it be funny if the sound quality on this was so much better, though?
I don't give a shit if it's fucking golden fleece sound quality. I am never coming in this cupboard again.
Oh, dear. Golden fleece quality. What the fuck has that got to do with anything? Oh, my God. It's so hot and tiny. And if we didn't have the laptop, it would also be pitch black. Oh my God.
I did try to break off the cover to what I can assume may have been a window at one point in time.
Yeah. This is legitimately where you keep someone captive. The windows are like plastered over.
Yeah.
The doorknob is broken from the inside, and it's a ridiculously heavy, high security door latch situation for a shoe cupboard.
Yeah, I know. The door bends, so it's the latch that won't give.
This is what I mean. What was anybody ever keeping in here? That they need to not have a doorknob on the inside and such a heavy-duty latch. And also, this could so easily happen. Imagine you came in here to get something and the door just shut behind you.
What if I lived on my own? We would actually have to have had called the fire brigade.
Oh,
that's
God,
what
we
would have had to do.
We can't do that. We can't. Like, that's not even an option as far as I'm concerned.
Let's see what Dammy's saying.
Dammy, help.
Apparently Nathan said 25 minutes.
When? How long ago?
I want to show me the timestamp. So listeners, we went back over our little... We've calmed down a little bit now in the cupboard. Nathan's on his way.
Everything's going to be okay.
And we
we listened back to what we recorded just now, and it is so much better that I think we may always be coming to you from the cupboard.
It will be. That's now what's going to happen. And Hannah's been very quick to change her mind over never wanting to come back in this cupboard ever again, just because of how much better the sound quality is than when we record in her room. So yes, this half a meter by 1 meter cupboard will now be our new hub, the mothership for this podcast. This is where we will always be coming to you from. But the downside is that no one can ever be a guest on our show
unless they're like a borrower.
Yes, because there's nowhere to sit. Or we stand. We'd have to record it standing. So what? But, yeah. But no, thank you for listening.
Red-handed live from the cupboard.
Absolutely. And also, you know, while we're in here and making this little mini-sode or whatever we're going to be using this for while we wait for Nathan to come save us, shout out to all the amazing people who have been following us on Instagram and leaving us absolutely lovely reviews and messages. And hopefully the biggest thing that people are concerned about, the sound quality, is now no longer going to be too much of an issue. And yes, shout out to our lovely friends and family and colleagues.
Yeah, and if you're a locksmith, just send me your number.
Because we'd like to put a doorknob on the inside of this door again, because why it was taken off seems a bit of a mystery to me, unless there was something very sinister going on in
this
here.
This house isn't even this old. It was like built in like the 50s.
Oh, mate, loads of creepy shit was going on in like the 60s and 70s.
That's true.
And the 50s.
And we are banging forever. The extent.
We are, like, there's something weird happened in this cupboard.
I'd rather not think about that while I'm in the cupboard.
I know, but it was me that locked us in here. So, oh my god, imagine if one of us was claustrophobic.
We'd be dead.
I know, because we're actually laughing and just really sweaty. But
really sweaty, and this is going to be a really good story, and I feel like we've been quite good at seeing the bright side.
I know, I feel like the only way this would have been better if we had to actually have called the fire brigade, but like, oh, it's too gross. Like, there's no reason, and also like, I couldn't explain it. Like, no.
I couldn't be that, I couldn't have that hanging over my head, I don't think.
No, be like, those firefighters would also leave being like telling their friends and family, oh, how's your day? I've rescued these two fucking idiot girls from inside an empty shoe cupboard. No, I don't want to be that part of someone else's, the butt of someone else's joke.
Oh god, I'm the butt of my own joke far too much.
We don't need to do that. But no, speaking of people who are listening, though, I told you about my colleague and how I was telling her about the podcast, and I was really excited to talk to her about true crime, and I thought maybe this girl won't appreciate me talking to her about true crime at the pub on Friday. But then she got really excited, and I was like, oh, why? She's like, I'm related to a serial killer. And I was oh my god, Madison. Hello, Madison. Shout out. Oh my god, Madison, you're related to a serial killer. Tell me some more. And she was like, oh my god, what was her name? Liverpool, really dark. Like, oh my god, it was like years ago. And I was like, Mary Bell. And she goes, that's it. And I was like, no way, Madison, you are not related to Mary Bell. And then, bear in mind, it's like probably almost midnight at the pub. We're very, very drunk. There's just four of us left standing. And she's like, yeah, I'll prove it to you. And she calls her mum and puts her mum on speakerphone. I was like, mum, tell them we're related to Mary Bell. And her mum, yes, we're related to Mary Bell. Like, it happens all the time. I was like, Madison, who are you telling this to constantly? And one time she just found the perfect person that runs a true crime podcast and was super excited about this.
This is so funny because I woke up on Saturday morning to like 17 texts from you at like 12 o'clock the night before. And I was like, what is happening?
Oh my god.
And then last night when everything was going a bit nuts on Instagram, I was like, I bet Sariti's in the pub and just walking around the pub being like, follow us on Instagram. But no, it was actual real people.
It was real people, like genuinely people I didn't have to coerce into it as well, which is nice. But no, it's very, very exciting. It's I thought that was a fantastic story. I'm very glad to have found out about it. And I'd love for Madison to come on the show and tell us more about Mary Bell.
Oh, Madison, come to the cupboard.
I know. Where will she sit? She'll have to stand.
Maybe we could perch someone on the window ledge.
Yeah, we'll work it out. But I think that's just, it's a story that's got to be told, really.